Consequences. Some families have reported that children's behaviors have gotten much worse and that they're trying to introduce consequences to bad behavior. If consequences are something you've already worked on in session, you can check in and adjust the consequences as needed. If this is the first time you're discussing consequences, the introduction will likely start the same way most of our other interventions have started, with a collateral session. Share with parents the difference between a natural and logical consequence. A natural consequence is what the outcome would be of something if a parent didn't get involved. So for example, if a child left their favorite Barbie in the backyard and forgot about it, that Barbie would likely get dirty or maybe even stolen. A logical consequence is something that a parent designs as a sensible reaction to the behavior. So if the child makes a mess, a logical consequence would be that they clean up that mess. An illogical consequence, in contrast, may be that they have to clean up their mess, everyone else's mess, and do a few loads of laundry. Consequences are best used on recurring behavior, things that are happening over and over again. This way, the parent can anticipate it and provide a child a warning. If you forget your Barbie outside, it will get muddy, and maybe someone will take it to their home on accident. When the consequence happens and how long it happens for is also important. The sooner the consequence occurs after the action, the better. Also, the length of time should be relevant to the action. If they throw wooden blocks, an appropriate consequence may be to put the blocks away for a day or two and then return it to them with a reminder of how to play appropriately. Follow through is also very important, and parents need to know that whatever the consequences they warn with, they need to act on. For example, if the consequence of not cleaning your room is your birthday is canceled, guess what? We have to cancel the birthday. Instead, pick consequences that parent is willing to do. In fact, if a child is old enough, they can also help decide the consequences ahead of time. This should be done during a calm period of time when they are not discussing an active consequence, just the idea of one. Some behaviors that have been reported that you can start creating consequences for are being overly aggressive at home, fighting with siblings, making a mess, things like that. These actions could and likely are related to child's own stress of being at home. So when we're discussing those consequences, it's important to address that and suggest some other ways of coping with the stressors of being at home all day, or even sharing those frustrations with mom and dad.